AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Senate's approved the $1 trillion plan to upgrade America's infrastructure. That plan was negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators that was able to hammer away on the issues until they reached an agreement. President Biden is thanking them for helping him reach that goal.
Makes key investments that will, one, create millions of good union jobs all across the country, in cities, small towns, rural and tribal communities. America, this is how we truly build back better.
The legislation's expected to pass in the House. Then Democrats will try to pass another spending bill that focuses on social and environmental programs. Vote counting machine maker Dominion Voting Systems is filing defamation lawsuits against right-wing broadcasters and an ally of Donald Trump over claims the 2020 election was marred by fraud. The suit names Newsmax, One America News, their executives, and former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo stepping down over sexual harassment allegations. He still denies doing anything wrong.
In my mind, I've never crossed the line with anyone. But I didn't realize the extent to which the line has been redrawn.
New York's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul takes over in 2 weeks. California's largest single wildfire is running through forest land. Fire crews are still trying to protect rural communities. The Dixie Fire has destroyed nearly 900 homes and other buildings. A new poll finds most Americans have high trust in doctors, nurses, and pharmacists. Researchers say that trust could be important in the push to increase COVID-19 vaccinations. This is AP News. A U.S. peace envoy back in the Middle East has warned the Taliban not to pursue a military victory on the ground.
The U.S. peace envoy Zalman Khalilzad says a Taliban government that comes to power through force in Afghanistan will not be recognized. Khalilzad is in Doha, Qatar, where the Taliban maintain a political office. He's there to help formulate a joint international response to the rapidly deteriorating situation in Afghanistan. The development comes amid a weeks-long, relentless Taliban offensive as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout from war-torn Afghanistan. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Nissan says its huge factory in Smyrna, Tennessee, will close for 2 weeks because of the computer chip shortages brought on by a coronavirus outbreak in Malaysia. The shutdown is among the longest at any major U.S. auto plant. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.